This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Howard. Good to talk to you. Nice. How are you doing over there?
Yeah, we're doing okay. The lockdown has eased slightly, but I'm not sure that it's a very good idea. More than 400 new cases, unfortunately, diagnosed yesterday. So it is a very, I guess, tentative time here in South Africa. Australia, from everything I'm seeing, is doing pretty well in the COVID fight.
Well, at the moment, yes, we are, and hopefully continues in this direction. So because the numbers have been relatively good, that, and what that means is in terms of the country itself, there have been approximately 9,000 cases and approximately 70 deaths, which obviously one death is one death too many, but in terms of the size of the population.
That's a very low number relative. Very.
It is indeed. It is a low number. And when one considers, for example, that Israel, which is a third the size of the population of Australia, has a population of 25 million, Israel around 9 million, and Israel has had over 200 deaths, where we have three times the size of Israel's population and 90 deaths. So because of that, the government, our governments have eased back on the restrictions. And where we are in terms of the Jewish community, in terms of restrictions, the Jewish schools are opening on a qualified basis. So in other words, so the priorities are being given to kids who should be doing their matric this year. And the littlies, those in, we call it here year K, so those who are 5 and 6 years old, because for the matric, for obvious reasons, they want to be able to go to university next year, etc. And for the little ones, because they require full-time care if they're going to be at home, etc. And so the Jewish schools are all, each one's doing their own thing, but opening for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and in a on a sort of sliding scale. In terms of our old age homes, the restrictions are still very tight. But there's talk that they will be easing slightly to allow, again, qualified visits to those who are residents there, etc. So there is certainly an easing up, and the message which the government is giving is that it's trying to maintain the very tricky balance between releasing the levers on the economy of the country and the health of the country and the health of the individuals. And, you know, and there are thousands of people who have lost jobs, obviously, which is a universal phenomenon. And, so it's trying to manage that and balance it against the health issues. So it's obviously a major challenge worldwide. So we, at this stage, and hopefully continues in a sort of positive, going in a positive direction in terms of the country and in terms of the community.
Yeah, so that is very, very good news. And for Jewish leaders, for Jewish leadership, what's happening there?
So we are, it's business as usual, and in a way, even more so in a way. So a big part of, so speaking with my Jewish Board of Deputies hat on, a big part of our work is relationship building in the political sector, and that obviously underpins everything that we try to do. So, for example, right now we are on a campaign to get public promotion of the Nazi swastika outlawed. And it's, everything is contingent on relationships. And so what we're doing now in the taking advantage, I guess, of the current lockdowns restrictions, where typically I would be engaging with politicians at a far more, far more scattered basis. I'm basically having meetings with politicians literally every single day on Zoom, and where we inviting MPs, ministers, shadow ministers to meet with community leaders, either a group or myself or whatever the case may be. And so it's using the time very constructively to engage with, as I say, with MPs. And so yesterday, for example, we had a meeting with a senior shadow minister, who happens to be a lesbian woman, and the topic that we discussed was, and we had 25 people around the virtual table, and the topic we discussed was anti-Semitism within the LGBTIQ sector, and that is an issue.
Yeah.
And so it was a very constructive discussion, and she is a shadow minister in the government, and she's gay as well. So getting her, you know, to talk about that and for us to convey our concerns in that sector, you know, was a very useful, a very constructive use of time that we had, that she had, etc. And so we're doing a lot of that. In the time that we, in the situation in which we are in.
Absolutely fascinating. Good news, certainly we celebrated here in studio, is that Yaakov Litzman is to leave the Israel's health ministry. Unfortunately, it looks like he's going to move to another division, another segment. I was hoping that he'd resign from politics forever because I think he's awful. But that is good news for the Malka Leifer lobby.
Well, it is. And obviously, it's all relative, and it's all the Malka Leifer campaign is obviously a tragic situation for those who, you know, say they are victims those who claim to be victims of Malka Leifer. And so just to elaborate on that, so Yaakov Litzman has been the Israeli health minister for some time now, for many years. And in fact, the Israeli police have actually recommended that he be indicted for allegedly attempting to interfere with attempts to extradite Malka Leifer back to Australia to face charges of sexual abuse. And that's what the Israeli police have alleged, that he's interfered in that. Of course, that he has flatly denied that. And Yaakov Litzman he's the leader of the ultra-Orthodox United Torah Judaism Party in Israel. And has been the head of that party for, you know, over 10 years, since about 2009. So it is good news that he's no longer health minister, because as health minister, he had a direct influence over this particular issue. But as you rightly say, he's still in the government, in fact over an expanded ministry apparently, and so he's still around. Where that leaves the Malka Leifer campaign, obviously with having come to a grinding halt right now, that's not even on the table. And so, you know, those who claim to be victims, you know, are still campaigning, still struggling, still waiting to get their day in court.
Yeah, and let's hope that does happen soon. Vic Aladev, thank you as always. Time is 6:26. Vic is the CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies, New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We speak to him every Tuesday at this time.